Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm your host, Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate Roundtable. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, a boutique firm that is home to over 30 real estate sales and marketing agents who service home buyers and home sellers throughout Boston, the South Shore, the South Coast, and Cape Cod. Our firm takes pride in assisting our clients in the next chapter of their lives by taking a holistic approach to their real estate endeavors. We believe that every move should be a moving experience. Every week, my co-host Melissa Wallace and I will provide you with my team's unique marketing approach to selling homes and share with you our expertise in navigating the home buying process. We value the experience of our agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so much that not only will you hear my perspective on real estate topics, occasionally you will hear the expert thoughts and opinions of our experienced agents at Boston Connect Real Estate. Be a part of our roundtable. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We'd love to talk real estate. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and wherever you like to listen to podcasts at Talk Real Estate Roundtable. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me and my team to discuss your real estate needs, you can connect with me at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate.
And hello to all our South Shore neighbors. You are listening to Talk Real Estate Roundtable. My name is Melissa Wallace, and I am joined live and in studio by my co-host tonight, Kristen Howlett. You are a full-time realtor here at Boston Connect Real Estate, and you have candy in your mouth. You have to take it out.
I can't.
You have to.
I'm just going to eat it. We're going to have fun tonight.
And I feel like people already sort of know what we're going to be talking about tonight. Not only have we been promoting it on social media, but we do have a little segment that we do once a month. But you pretty much join me just whenever you're available. Like whenever you're free, you're just like, yeah, I'll do the show. So I feel like you're like my sidekick, my co-host.
I sure am.
You are. But in case somebody hasn't caught one of your shows with me, why don't you reintroduce yourselves to all of our listeners?
My name is Kristen Marie Howlett. I am a full-time realtor here at Boston Connect Real Estate, servicing anywhere in Massachusetts. If I can drive, I will go.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yep, I know. Sometimes you have some closings and I'm like, where is that town located? Yep. Never heard of it.
Well, that's me.
There you go. Anything else?
You can reach me at 617-448-4896, Facebook, Instagram. I'm not on TikTok.
Yeah. You're not on TikTok.
Well, I scroll through TikTok, but yeah. I'm not active on TikTok.
Okay. Well, that's great. I mean, I scroll through it too, but yeah, no, we are live on Facebook too. So be sure to follow Boston Connect Real Estate on Facebook.
Can I tell you why I'm so happy tonight?
Why are you happy?
Because
tonight?
It's 6:15 and it's still light out.
It is.
So great.
yes, it is. So thank goodness for that. And maybe, who knows, it might be still a little bit, you know, light when we leave at 7, possibly. It's getting there.
Yeah.
But yes, we are live on Facebook, so be sure to follow us, Boston Connect Real Estate. We're on all of the Connect pages here on south of Boston. Larry is in studio, so you can text or you can call this number, 781-837-4900, if you have any questions for us or want to join in on our discussion.
Yeah, let's get some phone calls tonight.
Yes, because we have a little segment. I know that one of our agents, Michelle Fay, she is a full-time realtor here at Boston Connect Real Estate as well. She's going to be calling in shortly to promote one of her new listings. It's in Pembroke. But tonight, if you're familiar with our segment, awesome. Thank you so much for coming back and listening to it. If you're not, Kristen and I do a show once a month and we highlight a community sort of on the South Shore, the South Coast, or really anywhere south of Boston. And we've done some really great shows the past couple months. We did Bridgewater. Last month we did Pembroke. We've done East Bridgewater. We did Hanover. And this month we are going to be highlighting Duxbury. And I think it's sort of fitting. So like when I was doing some of my research for Duxbury, and it's weird because I was thinking about like I hadn't spent a lot of time in Duxbury in the past, like, you know, first 33 years of my life. But last year I did spend a lot of time in Duxbury and I didn't notice it. Like I didn't realize that like I was going to a lot of different restaurants in Duxbury. I was spending time in Duxbury. Like I was hanging out in Duxbury. Like,
did you go to Duxbury Beach?
I did. Yeah. But real estate brought me there because I remember covering something for one of our agents in Duxbury and I was like, oh, let me swing in and, like, you know, take a gander, take a look at this. Like, you know, I, you know, went to a couple of restaurants and we will get to that. And I tried my first oyster, like things like that. I'm like, oh, like I was in Duxbury. I didn't even realize it. But as I was doing my research today, I was like, oh my gosh, I have spent some time in Duxbury. This is great. And it's one of our neighbors.
Yeah, of course.
And we were going to get Bongies today for lunch. And we did talk about that this morning when we did our call-in with Rob.
God, I love Bongies.
I know. We were gonna have Bongies for lunch, but we had a meeting today that started at 9:30 and it ran it was very informative and we had a pretty long meeting. So we worked through lunch.
We worked through lunch,
so we didn't get a chance to go to Bongies, but maybe sometime this week we will. But we love it. We love it there. But even
one of my favorite memories was early on when we first moved into this office. Mark McNamara showed up with Bongies fried chicken.
We have Michelle on the line.
Okay, yeah. Yep, let her just finish. What were you saying?
With Bongies fried chicken, mm-hmm. Like total surprise. We were all sitting here. He brought Bongies fried chicken. All the fixings, all the sides, and it was like Christmas morning.
Yeah, it was the best. It was.
If anyone has ever just sat in an office and then all of a sudden someone brings you fried chicken without notice, that's awesome.
We do have a caller, Michelle Fay, who is a full-time realtor here at Boston Connect Real Estate, is on the line. Hello, Michelle. Michelle?
Hi, Michelle.
Larry. I don't know if we have Michelle.
She's there.
Oh. Well, we can't hear her. Oh, hi. Hi, Michelle. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think she can hear you.
Oh, okay.
I can hear her now.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, we have a little
feedback.
Try it now.
How about now, Michelle?
This is Michelle.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Michelle, why don't you introduce yourself to all of our listeners?
Hi, I can't hear anybody, but can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, they can hear you.
Okay. Well, I can't hear them, so I guess I'll just speak.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Okay. So, hello, ladies. Yes, so I have a great new listing here located in Pembroke. It's 56 Tool Trail. It's a very well-maintained home that is perfect for someone who is just starting out or someone who is looking just to simplify their life. It also overlooks Little Sandy Bottom, so you'll also have the opportunity to view those beautiful sunsets that we see on this side of town. So I will be having an open house this weekend, starting Friday from 4:30 to 6, and also on Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 1. If anybody has any questions, I can be reached at 339-788-1548. And so I hope to see you all there.
Yeah, that sounds like
so now I can hear you.
Yeah.
I just was talking.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Michelle.
Okay.
I'm getting some feedback. But thank you so much, Michelle. And we'll promote that at the end of the show as well.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
That sounds like a great new listing. Yeah.
Sandy Bottom.
Yeah. Sandy Bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. I know it would have been great if it came on when we were doing our Pembroke show. I mean, how great is that? I know that... that another agent in our office, Susan Solis, she has a listing coming on in Duxbury, and I did reach out to her, so hopefully she can join us as well. But good luck to Michelle, and we'll be sure to promote that listing on Saturday as well, because Sharon and I are going to be doing the show live Saturday morning, 8 a.m.
I have an itchy nose.
Oh, okay.
Super itchy.
Super itchy, yeah. But yes, let's sort of dive into it. So we do this show once a month, and we highlight a community on the South Shore, and we haven't done Duxbury. So I think this is sort of fitting for, like, you know, we're spring. Today's the first day of spring, so happy spring, everybody. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, gearing up for summer, and I think Duxbury is a great place. I mean, it's a great place to be all year round, but in the summertime, you know, enjoying what Duxbury has to offer. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about that tonight. But when you were talking about Bongies and how, like, when Mark surprised us all with, like, the fried chicken and all that stuff, whatever, I was thinking about the time that you and I went to Bongies, and we had lunch at one of their picnic tables. We had turkey sandwiches, and that was the first time I ever had a Coke in a glass bottle. That's something that I remember. So that's something about, so I'll always have that memory of Bongies.
Bongie and I are one of your core memories.
Yes, core memories. That's good. Yes. I feel like we have a lot of core memories. I can remember.
They mostly involve eating.
Yeah, because I remember, you know, being at another restaurant, sitting at a bar, and something big happened, too, and I'll always remember that.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't good.
That wasn't good. But, yes, okay, so we're talking about Duxbury tonight. So if you also share your love for Duxbury, give us a call. Again, 781-837-4900. You can call or you can text. If you're a little shy and you want to say hi to us on Facebook, you can as well. We're live. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Duxbury. Let's sort of get into it. Let's dive in. I know you love to get to the history part of Duxbury.
I love the history part of it.
So I'll let you have that part of the show, is the history of Duxbury.
Okay. So Duxbury, alternative older spelling, Duxborough, which is funny. Duxborough Estates is a Stonebridge community.
Yeah.
Is a historic seaside town in Plymouth County, Massachusetts. A suburb located on the South Shore, approximately 35 miles to the southeast of Boston. Population was 16,090 at the 2020 census. The area now known as Duxbury was inhabited by people as early as 12,000 to 9,000 BCE. By the time European settlers arrived here, the region was inhabited by the Wampanoags, who called this place Mattakeesett. That's where we are. Meaning place of many fish. Theory has it that the town was named by Miles Standish after the family estate of his childhood in Lancashire. The ancient Standish family in northern England owned much land and large estates, including the two main family headquarters of Standish Hall and Duxbury Manor in Lancashire. Maybe it's Lancashire.
I don't know. If you know how to pronounce that give us a call.
Since before the Middle Ages, Miles Standish's will delineates his inheritance rights to very particular lands near and around Standish, and mostly Duxbury Manor, stating his descent from both lines of the Standish family. And so it has been suggested that he named the new town in Massachusetts after the estate where he grew up.
Hmm. Yeah, and we have this whole thing about Duxbury in the 17th century, the 18th century, 19th. Yeah, look at all this stuff. We'll post it after the show, too. There's a ton of history to go with that.
So it was settled in 1624, incorporated in 1637. Land area is 23.85 square miles, and water area is 13.9.
Yeah.
It's bordered by Cape Cod Bay to the east, Duxbury Bay, Kingston Bay, and Plymouth to the southeast, Kingston to the southwest, Pembroke to the west and northwest, and Marshfield to the north. The town's border with Plymouth is due to the town's having only land access to Saquish Neck, a thin, hooked-shaped strip of land along Duxbury Bay, at the tip of which is Saquish Head in Plymouth.
Hmm. Yeah. What about the demographics of Duxbury?
As the census of 2010, there were 50. Oh, that's old. There were 15,059 people, 5,344 households, and 4,162 families residing in the town. The population density was 632.7 inhabitants per square mile. There were 5,875 housing units at an average density of 24. 246.7 per square mile.
Yeah. I feel like there's so much, like, history, too. Like, I'm just going through some of the... It's broken down. We have this whole thing with the 17th and 18th and 19th century. But, like, there's so much history because it has been inhabited for so long. So, like, I'm just reading this. The graves of some of Duxbury's first settlers can be found in old burying ground on Chestnut Street next to the site of the original meeting house. Like all that stuff is, like, so
I love that stuff.
Interesting to me. Like they had a little meeting house. But, like, now, you know, we would be considering it, like, the town hall.
Yeah.
Like, it's just stuff like that that is just so interesting to me. what else with the history? I'm looking at you. You're like,
I'm
like
reading.
Yeah, you got to read out loud.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Duxbury's shipbuilding era began immediately after the end of the Revolutionary War with the Treaty of Paris. New nation was granted fishing rights on the Grand Banks, and several families took advantage of the new opportunity and began to build large fishing schooners. The schooners built in the 1790s gave way to larger brigs and eventually three-masted ships. As several merchant families began to amass large fleets, shipyards and other ancillary industries flourished and Duxbury prospered.
Mm.
By the 1840s, Duxbury boasted about 20 shipyards and produced an average of 10 large sailing vessels per year.
Wow.
Yep.
That is interesting.
The largest industry in Duxbury was owned by Ezra Weston, who came to be known as King Caesar due to his success and influence. Weston began building small vessels in 1764 and soon became famous for his successful merchant fleet. His son, Ezra Weston II, who inherited his father's kingly sobriquet, would bring the industry to its height.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And I'm just, like, sort of going ahead, you know, over time, ships build, you know, wood ships building was declined, and a lot of smaller ships needed to be built because of the whole, you know, you're going out and you're fishing, and you know, especially when, you know, oysters are coming about, and you know, you wanting to sell it, whatever. But soon, when was it? It's you know, by the 1870s, it says, Duxbury royal character and unspoiled bay began to attract summer visitors. Duxbury soon gained a reputation as an idyllic summer resort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and then it wasn't until the 20th century with Route 3 that transportation to Boston became expedient, and the town's population rose even further with the arrival of thousands of year-round residents.
Mm-hmm.
So, like all of those little coastal towns, it was probably just cottages and summer retreats until
well, it says in 1871, completion of the Duxbury and Cohasset Railroad, large numbers of city folk from Boston could pay $1.50 for a round trip ticket to enjoy Duxbury's refreshing environment.
So
so in 1871 you could take the train from Boston to Duxbury round trip for $1.50.
There's nothing like a beach day at Duxbury Beach.
Yeah.
Unless you're pushed out by the piping plovers.
Yeah. Well, after that, once people were able to travel to Duxbury, boarding houses sprang up everywhere. Miles Standish Hotel on the Nook soon became enormously popular. Miles Standish Monument, completed in 1898, was a result of the tourist influx.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then, you know, Route 3 in the 20th century, you were able to transport, you know, get there. A lot easier. You didn't have to take the train for $1.50.
Yeah, you didn't have to flap your wings and fly.
Yeah, seriously. So a couple notable people from Duxbury: Joe Perry, who's the lead guitarist of Aerosmith, John Alden, Mayflower immigrant and one of Duxbury's founders. And then this was interesting: John Alden Jr., son of John Alden, who was convicted of witchcraft in the Salem witch trials and survived by breaking out of prison and later writing a book about the trials from Duxbury.
Oh, I just thought of something. So you carry on, and I need to I think we forgot somebody.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, keep going.
Love Brewster is founder of Duxbury. Elder William Brewster, the pilgrim leader, spiritual elder of the Plymouth Colony, passenger on the Mayflower, and founder of Duxbury. Bill Curry, former professional basketball player. He played for the San Antonio Spurs. Captain Amasa Delano, captain of the 19th century merchant ship Bachelor's Delight. Edmund Freeman, Plymouth Colony's deputy governor under William Bradford, and Edward Winslow. A lot of people. Juliana Hatfield, she's an indie rock singer.
I was thinking Duxbury. I got confused, but she's from Nantucket, is Megan Trainor.
Oh, yeah, not from Duxbury.
Yeah. I got confused.
Scott Woodruff, maybe we can take a trip down to Nantucket. I've never been to Nantucket. I think it's time.
It's time.
I know. I've been to, like, you know, obviously, Sharon.
I just found out that I get to go for the daffodil weekend.
Oh. See, I don't even know what that is. Mm. See, we should do a whole show about that.
Daffodils.
Yeah. So, George Soule, I don't know. Mayflower Pilgrim, singer of the Mayflower Compact, and signer of the Mayflower Compact, and one of Duxbury's founders, Miles Standish, deputy governor, Mayflower settler, Duxbury founder. You know, mm-hmm.
Has a nice state forest.
Yes.
State park.
Yeah.
Named after him.
So, obviously this is a real estate show, and we'll get into the nice part where, you know, we get to talk about all the food that you get to have in Duxbury. But real estate, why don't you provide a market update for Duxbury?
So currently, as of today, there are 22 active listings in Duxbury. There are 32 homes under agreement, single family and condo homes sold, 2024, 14, 2023. Oh, but we're only in March of 2024. Mm-hmm. 2023, there were 147. Single family and condo homes sold in the month of February, 2. Single family and condo homes sold in the month of March, 6.
Yeah.
We have a few listings. Doesn't Sam have a condo in Duxbury?
Yes, he does.
Is it under agreement?
I don't believe so. We'll pull that one up as well.
246 Gurnett Road, 4 beds, 2 full, 2 half baths, is on for $1.795 million. 198 Keene Street, 4 beds, 2 and a half baths, is on for $739,000. And 50 Candlewick Close, 2 beds, 1 bath, is on for $649,000.
Yes. And Sam Horton, who is a full-time realtor here at Boston Connect Real Estate, does have a listing at 100 Parks Street, Unit 25 in Duxbury. That is on the market for $380. You can contact him directly, 781-789-8366. Again, that's Sam Horton, 781-789-8366. And you can go to bostonconnect.com too and find all that all his contact information. And we did promote it on all of our social media pages, so be sure to check that out.
Yeah, maybe somebody wants to downsize.
Right size into the in unit, or great opportunity for an investment.
Oh, I mean, so smart.
Great opportunity for an investment.
You're brilliant.
I know.
You have such a business mind.
I know. So when it comes to food and business, of course, we talked about Bonji's pretty much during their whole entire. But I feel like, you know, Bonji's is like, you know, the favorite child.
Who doesn't love a turkey sandwich with stuffing and cranberry? Who doesn't love a nice little, you know, maybe you don't want that big whole meal. They have the most it's the perfect amount. Mashed potatoes, gravy. Stuffing.
Butternut squash.
Delish.
Yeah. I know. I wish we got it for lunch, but maybe tomorrow.
Cornbread.
Cornbread. We always get the cornbread. And first place I had a Coke in a bottle.
And they always have the cute little spices. They have,
frozen meals to go or fresh meals to go. So really great. Another great restaurant that I love to go to in Duxbury is Sun Tavern.
Yeah.
They have Great food. Talk about history. I mean, that Sun Tavern has so much history. You can go to their website and sort of read up on that or do some research on that. But I highly recommend it. I mean, it's a small place.
Yeah.
You know, so get there early, get a seat. But every time I've gone, I've been able to sit right at the bar, and I just love it. Great service, great food. They have really great specials, especially in the summertime. And I do not like pork chops. I'm telling you, I don't like pork chops, but they have this pork chop on the menu, and I get it every single time I eat
really?
The whole thing.
Really? What is it? I would never order pork chop at a restaurant, and now you have me completely intrigued.
So I recently looked up because I was like craving it, and I think they maybe modified it because of the season. But when I got it, or was getting it pretty frequently, it was like almost like a honey maple glazed like type thing on it, and it was just so good. So I really hope that they bring that special back, because
I just told you about a great pork tenderloin recipe with
see,
maple. I'm gonna get it for you.
See, I don't
like
pork
tenderloin. You like a pork chop?
No, I really don't. I like Sun Tavern's pork chop.
I'll make it for you.
But yeah, no, it's Sun Tavern, great restaurant to go to in Duxbury. Bluefish River Tavern. I think that's where I went. I have to ask Tracy Grady. So Tracy Grady, who actually did the show with me on Saturday, is also a full-time realtor here with her husband, Jim. They make up the Grady team. I believe we went to Bluefish River Tavern. And if it was... It was great. It used to be something else. I forget what it was called. They did some renovations. It's a new name and everything. But yeah, it was good. So hopefully it's the same one. But The Anchor, I've never been, but I heard great things about it. French Memories Bakery, Scoops Ice Cream.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get some ice cream, Seabird Coffee, just really great. So I also want to highlight... the oysters that mm-hmm. come out of Duxbury.
Island Creek
oysters. So Island Creek is a company where they, you know, they farm the they have hatcheries and nursery. They farm the oysters, and you can find them at the Raw Bar. That's in Duxbury. Windsor House is in Duxbury. I have been to the Windsor House quite a few times, and again, another great place to go to.
And you had oysters. I don't eat oysters.
Yeah, so I tried oysters, but they have so many different on the menu. I don't know anything about oysters, but there's like different things about them that you can order. So they have some options there. They also have like little necks and stuff.
Maybe
like
I should expand my horizons and try an oyster.
Well, so I tried an oyster on a oyster boat for the first time. So that was a cool experience. I feel like that's the way that you should have an oyster for the first time, is on an oyster boat after they've been...
But did they have like the horseradish and all the stuff?
Yeah, so we brought it. Yeah, we brought it.
Nice. Yeah.
They were, they thought to bring them. So yeah, it was great. I didn't like the oyster, but some people, they have some fanatics. Oysters, caviar,
is an
oyster.
Okay, this is a dumb question.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to answer it, so I don't know if you
should
ask it.
An oyster isn't the same as a steamer, right?
No, I think they're different.
Yeah, I think they're different. Steamers are clams, right?
Steamers are, I don't know.
I think they're clams. I'm definitely
Larry,
not
do you know?
Steamers are clams.
Steamers are clams. Yeah, steamers are clams. Oysters are oysters.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
But yeah, Island Creek Oysters. I was just, I've been there before. You can also do summer farm tours. You can, this starts off in the hatchery. You can go to the nursery. Again, you can go on the little boat tour.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool place. I think when you do the farm tours, they bring you through the whole process of the oysters, again, from hatchery and nursery and farming and all that stuff, and then you get to enjoy sort of like the restaurant part of it and hang out and have some oysters, have a couple drinks. But again, you can find it at the Raw Bar in Duxbury, Windsor House in Duxbury, also the Shop in Portland, Maine. So if you frequent Maine, Portland is a really cool place to go up in Maine that sort of, I feel like we have some sort of, like the vibe is sort of similar, like you know, up there, whatever. There's also Duxbury Oyster Company. So you can find them at the Oysterman in Duxbury, Snug Harbor Fish Company in Duxbury. They also bring their oysters. It's not in Duxbury, but Alba. So if you've ever been to Alba in Quincy or in Hanover, they have the Duxbury oysters there. Haddad's in Marshfield, Cheever Tavern in Norwell. Mm-hmm. So, you know, where was it? I was looking up, the island, when I was looking into Island Creek Oysters, I was looking through their whole history and stuff like that. And part of it that sort of caught my eye was, they seemed to know all along that the cold, turbulent, salty waters of Duxbury Bay produced an oyster that chefs around the world would come to revere. So I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. Like, you know, sort of caught my attention. So, and just somebody who's worked in restaurants for quite some time of my life, a lot of the times when we do have oysters, people ask where they come from and ask if they come from Duxbury. Yeah. So, I mean, well known. So I think that
Duxbury is known for its oysters. But I do have a trivia question. I wonder if anyone can answer this for me.
What?
Why are the why are they called oyster crackers?
I don't know.
Can someone tell us?
Yeah, if you know the history of oyster crackers, why?
Why is an oyster cracker called
Larry,
an oyster cracker?
Do you know why they're called oyster crackers?
Because I put them on my clam chowder.
Maybe. I don't know. My mom is texting me, Mel, you used to eat steamers by the bucket full and you wouldn't share. You would literally cry for me to go to Stop and Shop and get them. Oysters. Or no, I was steamers.
Yeah.
Now you couldn't even. I mean, I tried the, or I know oyster isn't a steamer, but you know.
One time.
No, thank you.
One time when before we were all married and had kids, we were at the chart room and my bestie, Andrea, took a bet from her. It was her boyfriend at the time that if she ate a steamer that he would buy her diamond earrings. And she did. And he didn't.
He didn't buy?
Nope.
Oh, no.
She ate the steamer, the oyster. What a steamer, right? Yeah. It was a steamer. Definitely wasn't oysters.
Mm. Landmarks and attractions. Oh, sorry. Were you going to talk more about
the oysters?
Yeah, go ahead. Do you want to talk more about oysters?
Oyster crackers.
Larry, have you ever had an oyster? Do you like them?
I had one fried.
Oh, fried you had oyster. A fried oyster.
See, I like fried clams. I like fried clams, but I also only like fried clam strips. And not the bellies.
No, whole belly clams, fried clam strips.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is texting, crackers originally served with oyster stew.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Liz. Reporting live. My mom says no to bellies. She doesn't like the bellies.
I don't like the bellies either.
Okay, places, landmarks, and attractions. So Miles Standish Monument State Park, Alden House, King Caesar House, Miles Standish Burial Ground, North Hill Country Club, North Hill Golf Course. Some of those things, some of those places that we talked about in the history part of it. So a lot of great places. I'm feeling outdoorsy. Like I'm feeling like, you know, Duxbury is a great place to go walking. It's a great place to, you know, spend some time outside, spend some time at the beach, have an oyster.
I wrote to Duxbury Yacht Club because my kids used to play tennis in the summertime and we've had matches at Duxbury Yacht Club. And
Sue Howlett is saying no bellies.
No bellies.
No bellies. I mean, I've tried the whole belly clams like at work and stuff and I'm like, but people love them. Again, they like everything. Like, you know, somebody loves it because they make a living out of it. So places, Duxbury Beach Park, Bay Farm Trails, Bay Circuit Trail, the Trout Farm Conservation Area, Crowell Conservation Area. I just feel like there's just a ton to do there. A ton to do in Duxbury. And I love Duxbury.
Me too.
Sharon and Mary had a listing in Duxbury last year, and I actually did two open houses there.
Me
but
too.
But I did,
yeah,
did.
Yeah, it was a great one.
Yeah, it was a great listing. But I got to explore a little bit of Duxbury.
And that was in a great location too, because you were literally right near the highway.
Yeah.
You could hop right on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, also accessible.
Super accessible.
Well, we talked about that with the train in the 1800s, but still accessible even now.
And you know what my favorite part of Duxbury is?
What?
That it's not like overdeveloped. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like there's no commercialization. Like, you know, there's not, I love that. I love towns like that, that kind of keep everything quiet and.
Well, I'm sure the people who live in Duxbury as well feel the same way. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sure that's why they love it, because, you know, it is a great place to live. You know, it is, you get quiet. It's almost like when I think of New England, I think of like towns like that, like they get quiet mm-hmm. and then they get booming, you know, like because they offer so much to people that, you know, it attracts people from other
summer,
towns and maybe
that summer
other states.
Feel.
Yeah, the summer feeling.
Summertime,
is easy. and now that, you know, today's the first day of spring, and I'm sort of fast forwarding to summertime. Like, it's gonna be here before we know it, because I don't know how it's mid March. Like, I just don't know.
Yeah,
how did it? It's a little bit
pretty early. Soon. We're going to be having lunch on the porch.
We are.
If anyone ever, you know, sees us having lunch on the porch, come stop by, wave, beep, yeah, honk, honk.
Honk, honk. Beep, beep. Oh, gosh. You are so funny. An event that is going on. Duxbury Free Library offers a variety of events, such as movie nights on Fridays. The next one is Friday, March 22nd at 1 p.m. They're showing Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Duxbury also is pretty famous for its 4th of July celebrations. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everybody, we've done that a few times. One of our best friends, Al, is from Duxbury, and we have sat on Duxbury Beach and watched the fireworks with him and had a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I was amazed by how much time I spent in Duxbury last year without even really realizing it, and I think that's great. Because I hadn't spent so much time. Why are you laughing at me?
Because it's just such a funny thing to say.
Well, I don't know. I don't get out much, okay?
You need to get out more.
I know. I need to get out more. I realized how much time I spent in one town. I am such a loser. But that's okay. I'm actually excited. Like, I want to do those things, you know, and I love doing this show with you in this segment, because you do find, like, new things to do in the towns that we are literally surrounded by.
Yeah.
So, you know, get out of your comfort zone or get out of your little comfort bubble and explore the towns that, you know, clearly there's something amazing about the towns that people are living in there. So, you know, I just think that it's, yes, this is a real estate show, but it's also, you know, what happens after the closing.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
We want you to love where you live.
And maybe discover towns that you didn't know of before. But also, you know, we started this segment in January when it was still, you know, kind of cold. No, we started in like November.
Yeah.
Like wintery. But now that it's nice out, we can do our little field trips and, you know, start.
Yeah.
We might start our own little YouTube channel.
We did Plymouth, too.
Yeah, we did do Plymouth.
We did Plymouth. But we might have to revisit that in the summer.
Listen, okay. Talk Real Estate Roundtable listeners, we are going to up our spring-summer game and wait till you see what we have planned.
I don't even know what we have planned, but I'm excited for it. And we're going to do our little,
zip trip, field trip.
Yeah.
We're going to be coming at you. We're going to be showing you things you never knew.
And we also want to hear, you know, from you guys to, you know, what towns you want to be highlighted. So, you know, obviously we have a list of towns that we've already done. So if you want to listen to any of those, you didn't catch them, talkrealestateroundtable.com, or you can go to your podcast app and type in Talk Real Estate Roundtable, or you can type in our names because we're like that cool.
Let me tell you this.
What?
Partly too. I mean, I love doing the show with you, but I also do it to promote my business.
Yes, you do.
And
I was getting to that part.
It's 6:53, and I need to talk about this fabulous listing that I have on in Bridgewater.
Oh, please do.
33 Elmwood Crescent. It is beautiful.
Yeah, and I've been in there.
It is in one of the most coveted neighborhoods in Bridgewater. It's just a great, great house. four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, fantastic, huge bonus room.
Yeah.
Nice open floor plan, fenced in backyard, great backyard. It's like, I told everybody at the open house on Saturday, it's exactly what I needed during COVID.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really want a pool. I didn't care about that. But like just a place that we could just sit outside and cook and, you know, cook out and maybe play horseshoes or frisbee or whatever. But yeah. It's got a great backyard. It is on for $875. And I'm going to be having an open house this weekend. And I am doing also a commuter open house. I haven't decided yet Thursday or Friday. I kind of want that to be weather dependent. I haven't looked at the weather yet.
Oh. Yeah, no, I mean, I went to, you know, you and I did some staging there before photography, and just what a great house.
Yeah, it's got a great vibe about it.
It is. It really does. And, you know, I wish it was in my price point because I would totally snag that up because, I mean, it is a great house, and it's a great house to grow into as well. So, you know, if you're looking for expanding or, you know, combining or whatever, it's just a great house in a great neighborhood in a great town. Again, we highlighted Bridgewater, so if you want to listen to that show, that was Bridgewater was what our first
I think our first one
our first town that we did. Obviously you love it because you live in Bridgewater and you decided to raise your family and start your business in Bridgewater, and just it really is such a fabulous house. And I wish you all the best.
Come see me on Saturday or spread the word if you know anyone that's looking for a great house in Bridgewater. Steph Millett and I also have a listing coming on in Lakeville. We are teaming up on one. And I have another one coming up in Bridgewater in about a month. Real estate is busy.
It is busy. We just had sort of an office meeting today. It ended up being a very long discussion, open discussion with everybody. But, you know, just compared to the past couple years, you know, the amount of clients that we've been helping the past couple months so far this year is just, it has grown. Significantly. So everybody is busy. There are things coming on, we promise. You know, if you're a buyer, just hang in there, please. I promise. And if you're a seller, it's always a great time
and
to sell.
And buyers, honestly, just you gotta hold to it because I just had a closing on Friday. I had somebody that I've been working with since 2020. She kind of ebbed and flowed out, and then she got really serious and she ended up coming to a home buyer class that Christine Fisk and I hosted. And she got really serious, and her transaction was complicated. She went over. She knew that this was the one. We had a bit of an appraisal gap, but we'd already talked about it. So it wasn't a surprise. Part of the whole thing was one of our reasons that the offer got accepted was because, really and truly, a humble brag post, it was because of me as the agent, and the listing agent and I just got along from the get-go. We worked so well together, and it closed quick. Everybody was happy. And she, Susan Tanner, she's from Caldwell Banker. She's up in the Chelmsford area, and she was so adorable. She texted back and said it was her favorite transaction ever.
Oh my gosh.
But she was great to work with.
Yeah.
It just goes to show if, you know, somebody has a house to sell, somebody has a house they want to buy, and you have two people that can bring them together, and it can just work. It doesn't have to be complicated. It just, everyone can be happy.
But I also have confidence in you that, like, if it was not going that well, that you would have the ability to sort of manage that and go through that and not stress out your buyer, not stress out your client, because that's what you're there for. Like, you can handle that.
I have another one under agreement right now in Norton. We were one of 9 offers. Same situation. We went over. They're not, you know, this was the one for them. They love it. They're expecting their first baby. Perfect. Yeah. Absolutely perfect. It's all working out.
Makes me so happy to know that your clients are happy, and even your co-brokers. I mean, you know, we're all playing nice in the sandbox, and I think that is a true testament to sort of...
I don't want anyone to ever think I'm a jerk.
No, I don't think anybody does. I don't think anyone has ever called you a jerk in your life.
Maybe.
We only have about 2 minutes left, so why don't you give your contact information out? How can people get in touch with you if they want to buy or sell, or if they want to give us a suggestion for a show?
Oh, yes. Suggestion. Throw some suggestions out there. Yeah. We should do a post next week and have some fun suggestions.
Yeah.
Anyway, feel free to call me at 617-448-4896. Also, Kristen@BostonConnect.com. You can reach me on Boston Connect website, on my website, which is KristenHowlett.BostonConnect.com. Social media.
Give your phone number one more time.
617-448-4896.
Yeah. Again, if you want to listen to any of our past shows, Talk Real Estate Roundtable, you can go to your podcast app, Toddcast. Who's Todd? Podcast app, and you can search Talk Real Estate Roundtable. You can go to BostonConnect.com to find all of our contact information. And we will be back. I'll be back on Saturday live in studio with Sharon McNamara, broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, and also the sponsor of our show, to discuss preparing for spring market.
And guess what, people? It's still light out.
See, I was right. All right, bye, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.